Anyway, besides all our feelings at once, we also have some other great comedy guests in the house. From my Chicago Valentine, a friend of Kevin Reeder's, who is a great friend, by the way, Case Blackwell.
Hey, guys. So when I was 22, I became a manstress. In case that's not self-explanatory, that's when a usually younger guy dates a married, usually older woman. Now, I wish I had a better reason for participating in adultery, but I really don't. I was just very lonely at the time. I was living with in Virginia with my parents, which was something I was endlessly self-conscious about. And I rarely went out, and when I did, I certainly did not have the best luck with girls my own age or girls in general. But that year, at a Halloween party, I met a beautiful 33-year-old woman dressed as Morticia Adams. Uh-huh. And when I told her both my age and living situation, her eyes lit up. And I don't think it was so much a cougar thing as it was, this guy doesn't have a lot going on in his life. He would be perfect for my many, many adultery fantasies. And that's what our relationship was really all about. I remember about a week after we had started seeing each other, she asked me if I would be cool with going to a restaurant where she and her husband would be eating dinner. She wanted me to sit at a table within view of them, but never acknowledge their presence. She said for some reason the idea of me being in the same room as her husband without him knowing it was super exciting and sexy. Not that I want to give myself any credit, but I refuse to do that. But I should have ended the entire relationship because that is super creepy. But I didn't. Again, she was very pretty. I was very lonely. I did do certain things she was looking for. She was super into poetry, so we would read each other self-authored erotic poetry before sex. And that is, it's as gross as it sounds. We would break into empty buildings late at night and have sex in dark, derelict rooms. This isn't maybe as creepy, but we took a one-day, one-night vacation to Washington, D.C., where all we did was go to the Spy Museum and then stay in a boutique hotel with red everything and paintings of vaginas everywhere. But eventually, she had gotten about as many fantasies out of me as she was looking for or I was willing to give. Either way, we steadily talked less and less. And when neither of us had really reached out to each other in about 3 weeks, I assumed it was over. But then, right about that three-week mark, she sent me the following email. Case, I know that we haven't talked in a while, but please respond to this as soon as possible. My husband has had some weird fatigue symptoms, and I think a cold or virus that he hasn't been able to shake. Maybe I'm just panicking, but I've been reading about the early symptoms of HIV, which include fatigue. Could you have given me something I passed on to my husband? Please let me know if I should be worried, ... Maybe over drinks? Yeah. I promise I don't have HIV or AIDS. And that's recent. I know recently. I knew back then, too, after a test. But yeah, it really took her asking me out for drinks and asking if I had transitively given her husband HIV in the same paragraph for it to really sink in just how wrong the relationship was. We never got those drinks, and I never saw her again.
Hey, that was a hell of a story, man. Jesus. Do you want to say a few words about My Chicago Valentine? Like, what is that? Where can people see it?
Oh, it's in this room Fridays and Saturdays at 8 until February 15th.
In this room, guys. You already know where that is. No excuses. Yeah, Geiger's clapping. Yeah, give it up for the Public House Theater. Cool.